Please welcome Dale Thompson.
Good evening. I've been listening to these, and wake-up calls seem to be coming from many different directions, and they, many different forms, some humorous, some serious. And one of my wake-up calls, when I first walked in and I saw the subject of the evening, and I thought, I've had a few, quite a few. I've lived long enough. So I put my name in the hat and tell about a wake-up call that was serious to me and changed a lot of things in my life, really. I grew up here in San Luis Obispo and ended up going Poly. And when I graduated from Poly, it was an all-male school. I couldn't wait to get out of this town. Believe me, I went to Los Angeles, big city, got a good job. I was about 24. I was working at Air Research as a lab test engineer and enjoying the job. We were on the beach on Sundays, having a lot of fun. And I was working on gas turbine testing. Now, these gas turbines are these small turbines that power the airplane when the main engines are shut down. And they run, when they're under power, of 40,000 revolutions a minute, 40,000 RPM. Then they idle down when you want to adjust them to 25,000 rev. And they're noisy. But I was a young man. I was strong, macho. I didn't need these silly earmuffs when I went out and adjusted these engines. I wear hearing aids now, by the way. And so this was going fine until one day I broke out in a rash. It was like dandruff. It started here, worked its way down my body, down to the waist. It's like having dandruff from your head to the waist. Itchy, scaly, terrible stuff. So I was off work at this point because I was looking terrible. I went to a dermatologist. He had treatment and so on. So I was at home, and I got a wake-up call, literally, from my aunt, who raised me as a child when my mother died. She was in New York. She says, Dale, I want you to come and meet me at the airport. I'm flying in to Los Angeles Airport. At this time, Los Angeles Airport was a small terminal at the end of aviation on Century Boulevard, one big building. And so I couldn't say no. I was looking terrible. I wanted to hide. Okay, Auntie Anne, I will meet you. So I go to the airport and come in carefully so nobody could see this terrible looking thing. And I'm cowering in the corner and feeling pretty sorry for myself. It was just, why did she have to do this to me? I wanted to stay out of sight. And as I'm cowering, I hear a commotion coming in the main entrance, and here comes in a bunch of wheelchairs, men in wheelchairs. What's going on? I look and watch, and pretty soon some of them are dribbling a basketball. Now back then, this was shortly after one of the wars, and they had a team called the Flying Wheels. They were a paraplegic basketball team. And here was this paraplegics coming in, happy, playing basketball. They were paraplegics. They would not be able to walk, probably for the rest of their lives. And here I was cowering in the corner, worried about something I'm going to get over with very shortly. That was my wake-up call. From now on, I counted my blessings, and I still do.